Start recording. Here we go. All right, everyone. Good morning. I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the June 2nd, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as the Land Use Hearing Examiner for Chelan County. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include variances. That's what we have on the agenda for today. I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, the hearing process has certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. First of all, for each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify either in favor or against the project, I'll give you that chance to do so. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, if the applicant wishes to submit any rebuttal testimony, they'll be given that chance to do so. Now, when you testify, what I'm gonna have you do is state your name and address, and then I'm gonna swear you in as a witness. And ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of that proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, we can make those arrangements. Now, I have the option to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration and requests to reopen a hearing, my decision on both of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal isn't timely filed, the appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. I reviewed both items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in the property or the proposals to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item on today's agenda. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all those, the file of record, which includes the application materials, the agency comments that have come through, their SEPA documents, noticing documents, all of the other comments that have come through, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I have not had any communication regarding either of these items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner for any of the items on today's agenda, if you have an objection, you need to unmute yourself and then state your objection. Okay, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. Now, this is, as I indicated, a variance application, given application number VAR 20-005. Application by Don File Holdings for a variance to reduce one of the two required front yard setbacks for the construction of a residence. The property is located within Chelan County, that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And now for the record, I will admit into the record at this time by this reference that staff report and all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials, all the comments that have come through, the noticing documents, the SEPA documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Actually, Molly McGuire is going to be presenting to you.
All right. I was following the agenda. Ms. McGuire.
Thank you. So this was an application for a property in Malaga to vary the required 25-foot front yard setback from the property line abutting Kona Street to 18 feet, the 25-foot front yard setback abutting Monterey Drive to 23 feet, and the required 5-foot side yard setback to 3 feet from the property line to construct a single-family residence that is of similar size and design to the existing single family residences in the same neighborhood. The entirety of the residence's foundation would be within the required setbacks. The portions of the residence that would encroach into the setbacks would be an exterior staircase, cantilevered second and third stories, a covered porch, and a fireplace. Staff has recently learned that note number 3 on the face of the plat for the Three Lakes Country Club Estates Division number 2 states that no building shall be located nearer than 25 feet to the front and side street line. This lot appears to have the smallest buildable area in the subdivision due to the triangular shape and the application of the 225-foot front yard setbacks, and staff believes that the encroachments into the required 25-foot setbacks are minor, with the greatest encroachment being 7 feet for the exterior staircase. So staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with all applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. And based on these findings and the agency comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
Okay, based upon that representation about the plat note, wouldn't we have to go through a plat amendment in order to take care of this, because it's not just a zoning issue?
Yes, if it was encroaching more, but this encroachment is so minimal that it's just the cantilever over protruding into the setbacks. It's not actual structures, and it's so minimal.
Okay. Well, I guess. Staff's position is that if it's a minimal violation of the plat, that it's you don't need to do a plat amendment. I mean, I don't think that's what you're trying to say, but it is what it's come across as saying, because I think plat notes are a lot stronger than what you're making them out to be. But I'll take a look at that. I would like to have staff send me a copy of the face of the plat note, so that I can take a look at that and admit that into the record as we go forward. Okay, is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right. Can whoever's going to testify state your name and address for me?
My name is Brad Sauerbeer. I'm the project manager for HB Homes. We're also going to have Rick Simon testify, who is our land use consultant, and then the owner of HB Homes, Heidi Brown.
All right. Good morning. So how do you spell your last name, sir?
Sauerbeer, it's spelled S-O-U-R, and then Beer, B-E-E-R.
All right, we'll start with putting you under oath then. Would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. And as you've indicated, you're here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. So we'll start with you. What would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, the site is very restricted since it's a triangular lot located on two streets. And so the determination that only 77% of the lot is consumed by setbacks made this very challenging to even contemplate building on it. So we did extensive research in looking at house plans, and we had our survey team establish a site plan that gave us an envelope to be able to put the house in it. And we tried numerous houses, and we ended up with this house. And unfortunately, nowhere in the staff report does it show a rendering of the house, but it's a three-story structure that we're building a house on top of a garage, because the footprint's only 26 foot by 32 feet. So it's literally a garage with a staircase. And then the second floor is the living area, the living room, dining room, kitchen, and so forth, and a half bathroom. And then upstairs we have two bedrooms and a den. We were very excited to find this house plan from an architect over in Woodinville and be able to actually meet the setback requirements with the foundation. In fact, we went to the point where we submitted the application as a building permit and were informed that we had to request a variance since cantilevered areas encroached on the setbacks. which was we did not expect, because it's not uncommon for homes to have a setback with the fireplace that extends into the setback, for example, as a cantilever. But in this case, we do have several cantilevers that do extend into the setback area. However, I'm very pleased to announce that the whole foundation itself is within the setbacks on this particular lot. And we're excited to be able to construct this home and provide additional housing in Chelan County that is going to be a modest size home, 1,580 square feet or so, in a dynamite neighborhood.
So what's going to be the height of the structure?
I think it ends up being about 25 feet tall.
Three stories is only going to be 25 feet tall?
Well, the reason for that is we put the garage subterranean. It's 4 feet submerged. We have the design such that instead of having a steep driveway to get up to the house, we're literally excavating out the garage area for about half the 8 foot height or 9 foot height. So yeah, the lower level of the house is submerged. Below grade, I should say.
So if taking into account the setbacks, what you've said is the buildable space within the setbacks is 26 by 32. Is that what I heard you say?
Correct. Yeah, that's the dimension of the footprint. And that shows on our site plan that's in our packet.
Okay. Yeah, the staff report indicated buildable space of 1,520 feet. So that's what kind of made me question or ask that question, because in your application, it did say the 832 of buildable space, but on page one of your narrative, it said that there's 1,520 feet of buildable space. So 1,520 feet of buildable space.
Rick Simon will be able to explain that better, but I imagine that would include the triangular areas both in the front of the house and on the sides of the house that remain.
So what again, my question is, and if it's not you, then have Mr. Simon or somebody else answer it. Taking into account all of the setbacks, what is the buildable space on the lot?
Rick, are you able to answer that?
If he's going to speak, then I need to have him identify himself, and then I will put him under oath.
Yes, let's do that.
It looks like I'm sorry, I'm Heidi Brown from HB Homes. Now he's unmuted. Sorry, it looked like he was muted.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, he's having some technical difficulties for a moment.
All right, could you state your name and an address for the record?
Yes, my name is Rick Simon, address 98402 North Harrington Road, and that's in West Richland.
All right, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, and Mr. Simon, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant as well?
Yes.
All right, so the question posed is, what's the buildable space on the lot taking into account all of the setbacks?
Well, so total lot size is over 6,500 square feet. 77% of that is taken up by the required setbacks off of the two public streets. And if you give me a moment, I can give you a specific calculation of what that buildable area is. But I would like to point out that because the lot is triangular in shape, you end up with some small acute corners that really don't lend themselves well to construction. You can't, in other words, unless you're building a triangular shaped home, you can't utilize the entire building envelope in a practical way. So you do end up with some sort of unused corners, and I think that's demonstrated on the site plan that was included in the packet. So it'll take me a moment to give you that specific dimension that you're asking for, but I would like to also address the concern that you voiced about the plat amendment or the plat note that references setbacks from the public streets. And I think it's an important point that the entire foundation of the home sits within the required setbacks. That's typically, the exterior wall of the foundation is where setbacks normally are measured from. And so I think you can reasonably say that there is no intrusion and no violation of the plat note, given the fact that the foundation sits within within those required setbacks. As kind of an additional point, more of a maybe a practical matter, the public streets here, Kona Street and Monterey Drive, are paved roads without curbs and sidewalks. And you've got, in the case of Kona Street, about 15 feet of unused right-of-way between edge of pavement and property line. And in the case of Monterey, you have another 20 feet. So you've got 33 feet and 43 feet from edge of the pavement to the actual closest intrusion of the building into the setback. So so there is not a safety issue. I don't believe there's an issue with the plat note. Further, I'd also note that within the neighborhood, there probably are some minor intrusions into the setbacks that would be a violation of the plat amendment in terms of, typically you might see chimneys that extend into a required setback or eaves overhanging or front porch that overhangs into a required front yard setback. And those are typical kinds of intrusions that don't violate the letter or the spirit or the intent of the of the plat note. So I think there's adequate justification to allow for the variance without having to amend the plat. And that would conclude my comments, unless you have any questions for me, Mr. Demner. And if you give me just a moment, I will calculate the specific dimensions of the buildable area of the lot.
Okay. I don't have any further questions. Thank you very much.
I would like to add that.
You got to let me know who, because we're creating a record, and if it gets appealed, the judge is going to want to know who's talking.
So okay. Hi, this is Pat Sauerbeer again.
All right.
I had to defer the question to Rick. I did want to add one other item of record, and that is that in order to proceed with construction of this home, we had to have the house plan and the site plan with the elevations reviewed by the architectural control committee that managed the subdivision of Three Lakes. And we do have a letter of approval from them in that regard for this specific house on the site plan that's been submitted.
And that's part of the record?
Well, I'm not sure it's part of the record, actually. I haven't seen any notes of it, so that's something we could provide.
All right, if you would provide that to staff today, that'll be made a part of a record and they can get it to me.
Yes, we would be happy to. And that's all I have for testimony. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
Unless you have any questions.
Mr. Simon, we're gonna move on. And if you could provide those calculations to staff, then they can provide them to me. Is there anything else from the applicant?
No, there is not.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. Did any member of the public come to testify on this matter? I see some people here. Nobody else? All right, is there anything further from staff?
The letter from the community is not part of the file of record. So if we could get that would be wonderful.
Yes, we'll email that down to you today.
Thank you very much. And then The foundation does sit within the building envelope and does meet all setbacks for the property. The only thing that encroaches within the outside the building envelope would be the cantilevers and some eaves and the staircase. And there, just for clarifications, could, do you mind if we leave it open just for one more, the rest of the day? This morning we got a call from a neighbor and they could not make the Zoom or call in, and he wanted to provide a note for the file. So as soon as we get that, we will email the applicant and you, Mr. Hearing Examiner.
All right, I will keep the record open until 5 p.m. today, at which time the record will be closed. Please provide the applicant this public comment that somebody wanted to make but couldn't come to the Zoom meeting. If it is something that the applicant wishes to respond to, then all the applicant has to do is send an email saying, we'd like to respond, and I'll keep the record open until Friday at 5 p.m. for the applicant to submit any response. So I have no idea what this person is going to say, whether in favor or against the project. So if the applicant wishes to respond, all you have to do is to send an email request saying we wish to respond, and the record will be kept open until 5 p.m. Friday, just for the applicant to respond to that public comment that is due by 5 p.m. today. All right, any questions about what's going to happen there?
No, that sounds very reasonable. Thank you.
Okay, terrific. All right, then with those provisions, the record is kept open, and I'll have a written decision within 10 working days after after the public record is closed. It'll either be closed as of today if the applicant says I don't want to respond, or it'll be closed as of Friday at 5 p.m. if the applicant does wish to respond. So kind of a little gray area there right now, but I'll still have a decision made within 10 working days after the public record closes. So thank you all very much for coming.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll turn to the next item on today's agenda, which again is another variance. This is an application for a variance to reduce a front yard property line setback from East Leavenworth Road from 55 feet to 40 feet for the construction of a barn. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And now for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report and all the attachments to that staff report, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents. There's again, all the comments, the SEPA documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And according to the agenda, Mr. White will be given the staff presentation.
Thank you, Andy. So this is variance 21-087. It's an application to vary the setbacks from the front property line from 55 feet to 40 feet from the center line of East Leavenworth Road in order to construct a barn and to preserve the riparian buffer function by minimizing the necessary riparian impacts during construction. The subject property is within the R10 zoning district and has a single family residence with a garage. The proposed use is similar to other uses on neighboring properties. The applicant submitted a site plan that shows that the proposed barn location in relation to the critical areas that are being preserved as a result of the variance. This variance would allow the applicant to build the barn further from Icicle Creek and its associated riparian and wetland buffers, and would limit the disturbance required to these natural areas. Public Works did not have any objection to the variance as long as a hold harmless agreement is recorded, absolving the county harmless for any potential damage to the proposed barn. The Health District is requiring the relocation of the drain field and to obtain a septic repair permit, which is already proposed on the site plan. No other agency or public comments were received that objected to the proposed variance. Staff has reviewed the application materials, the agency comments for consistency with county code and regulations, and as conditions, recommends approval of variance 21-087.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, we are.
Can I have you state your name and address for me for the record?
Suzanne Tomasi, 150 South Franklin Avenue, Wenatchee.
How do you spell your last name, ma'am?
T-O-M-A-S-S-I.
All right, thank you. Could you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you very much. And you are here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today, is that correct?
Yes, and the property owner applicant is also here.
All right, thank you. And what would you like to tell me?
This request was made almost solely so that we could preserve the buffer, the riparian buffer of Icicle Creek, not for any other reason. This was even after we had received the riparian buffer setback. And given the conditions, given the constraints on the site by both of these setbacks, but also the environmental conditions on the ground, it, from an environmental point of view, is far preferable to move the barn 15 feet toward the road.
So without, it's a 1200 square foot barn from what I understand. So without the requested variance, how big of a barn can be built?
We would move it back. We would utilize the variance for the riparian setback.
No. My question is, how big of a barn can you build without having to violate any of the setbacks?
I would be 15 feet, reduced 15 feet in width. So it would be 30 by, or 15 by 20. Let me just take a quick look at the plan. Oh, I'm sorry. It would be 30 by 25. But the, I think that would make the dimensions of it awkward for a barn rather than having the, oh, it would be 15 by 40.
Yeah, 15 by 40.
15 by 40, yeah.
All right, will there be any residential use within this structure?
As a dwelling, no. I mean, just normal rural property use of storing tools, garden supplies, chicken coops.
Yeah, I just, I understand that's the plan, but some people put an extra story up on top and they make it an accessory dwelling unit, and all of a sudden we're moving away from a barn and into some sort of an ADU.
No, nothing like that.
All right. And is there anything else you'd like to tell me about this project?
Not unless Ms. Ward would like to get sworn in and weigh in.
No, I think you've represented me well.
All right. Thank you very much. I'd note that there are no other members of the, there are no members of the public here today that I can see. Is there anything further from staff?
Nothing further.
All right. Then what I'm going to do is I am going to close the public record portion of the hearing on this matter. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. There are no other items on today's agenda, so I'm now going to adjourn this June 2nd, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner, thank you all very much for coming. Stay inside. I hope you all have air conditioning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.